If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show. Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cowmercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
And what's the matter with you if you don't have it?
Note to self.
Get some good
Rich
tunes.
Rich O'Brien tunes. That's right. All right, let's let's go on with some good music.
Note to self.
Here's another note to self. This is Bill Barwick singing, Don't Pet the Dog.
Your girl asks you home to meet Mama and Dad. She says she thinks you're real nice, but there's trouble ahead and you'll wish you were dead if you don't take some friendly advice. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him whatever you do, 'cause he ain't been fixed and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle to dance. Well, you say it's okay. I'll just push him away. What's his name? Does he sit up and beg? You try to be cool, but you look like a fool with a dog making love to your leg. So don't pet the dog. He'll piddle all over your shoe. He ain't been fixed, and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you. So don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankle dance. Don't pet the dog.
Yeah, there you go. Note to self.
That's good information.
That's good information to have.
Yeah.
Absolutely
right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, dear. That's what we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
Note to self.
Well, the thing that come to my mind,
yeah.
You know, back in the day.
Sure.
You know, you'd put in 10 hours as an industrial electrician.
Sure.
And then you'd go shoe horses.
Right.
You know.
I know where you're going with this.
4 to 6 head yep. in the evening. Yep. You know, whatever. Right. Whatever you can get done, right?
Sure, sure.
And you're eating 5,000 calories
yeah.
a day.
Yeah, note to self.
Yeah. And then you quit shoeing
all
horses.
Of a sudden you quit doing that, and you're still eating.
I'm eating 5,000
calories a day.
Yeah.
You
it
know?
Doesn't work that way.
That's right. Note to self, the older I get, the less I need to eat. And that's interesting.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell the story about the cat vacuuming kit. Note to self.
Note to self.
Note to self.
Well, the old boy shows up. I mean, he is scratched from top to bottom.
This is one of your coworkers.
Coworkers,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, yeah.
Well, and he said, it was vacuuming. He was vacuuming the cat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and he took a welding helmet.
Yeah.
and some welding gloves. And he held the cat while his daughter vacuumed the cat.
They had one of these hairy Himalayan cats, right?
Yeah.
That just shed all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
he had a bright idea.
This is a good idea.
Good idea.
Hold my beer, watch this.
We're just going to vacuum this cat.
We're going to solve this hair problem.
Right.
Right here. Yeah. Yeah. It was.
That's good.
Oh, he was, I mean, top to bottom.
Yeah.
And before he got smart enough.
Right.
But he never did get smart
never
enough.
Never did.
But anyways.
That is funny.
Yeah. Let's vacuum the cat.
We're going to vacuum the cat. As a matter of fact, cowpoke poetry talks about something similar here in just a minute.
Oh, but, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about shooting skunks, shall we?
Note to self.
Well, there's an old wives' tale out there that if you shoot a skunk in the head, it won't spray.
Liar.
Wrong.
Lie.
Wrong. Lie. Had skunks that invaded the barn, you know, they were eating the barn cat food, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I go out there one night. I'm going to fix their little red wagon. Yeah. So I put a bunch of food out.
Yeah.
Whole bunch of food
out.
Yeah. And I had the whole family.
Uh-huh.
In there eating cat food, right? So I picked out the biggest, fattest one there, and I said, okay, I'm going
to
hit that guy right in the head. And I did, and he just exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, so did the rest of the
Everybody
family.
Everybody else did, too.
Just poof, poof, poof. Couldn't go to the barn for a week, I swear. It was terrible, but...
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Skunk Whisperer Gus.
Okay.
A little bit later.
All right.
But right now, let's go ahead and do cowpoke poetry.
Let's do it, yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about this whole cat thing, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to tell you who it's about, but that's entertainment.
Darren showed up at the local coffee shop like he does on Sunday mornings, but this time looking like a lion tamer who had failed to heed the warnings. His forearms and fingers were scraped, scratched, and scabbed like he had choked a weed eater. He confessed he felt as if he had fallen into a giant egg beater. But the story shared was not a glamorous one, like fighting a moose with a bat. Turns out that Darren had a wrestling match with his daughter's 4-H show cat. Riley grew bored of the regular projects, the kinds that were raised on the range, so she asked her dad if this year she could show one of their barn cats for a change. Anxious to teach her the value of livestock, Darren opted to acquiesce. Old Fluffball would be her 4-H show kitty, and he cursed the day he said yes. Now, Fluff was as homely as a two-track dirt road, but for a barn cat, he was really quite tame. He looked like he was crossed with an Angora goat and built on a jackrabbit's frame. But after a little bit of Mama's shampoo and some aqua velva for smell, Fluff was ready for the county fair show ring and Darren for his foray in hell. The encounter started out quite innocently until Fluff succumbed to the shakes. Then it all went downhill like a radio flyer full of fat kids without any brakes. Poor old Fluffball was a heck of a mouser, but he had never been to town. So when prodded by feline arbitrators, that is when the fracas went down. Fluff squealed like a bobcat in a gunny sack. Darren leapt to save his daughter. Logic was obliterated by instincts as he dove headlong in the slaughter. Certain that he could cowboy his way through this, he grabbed Fluff by the scruff of the neck, and while most cats go limp, Fluffball went ballistic, spawning a spectacular wreck. It looked like he clutched a runaway grinder armed with razor-sharp teeth and claws, and as he fought to get a grip with his offhand, he was distracted by some applause. A crowd had gathered to witness the showdown. They thought someone was fighting a bear. One kid screamed out, "This is the best entertainment we've ever had at the fair!" After agreeing to sign autographs later, Darren plunged back into the bout, applying a feline MMA chokehold
hoping the kitty would tap out. Well, Fluff finally agreed to forfeit the match, but not until Darren ran out of blood. Lightheaded and woozy, they slunk to the truck and rolled down the lane in the mud. The ride home was uneventful and quiet. Unlike the preceding cat show, Fluffball is in counseling and therapy now, and Darren is healing up slow. Everything's back to normal on the home place. Next time, Riley's taking a steer. But the fair board is now struggling to find a more thrilling act for next year. Yeah, I won't tell you who that is, but his initials are Darren Little.
Right.
All right, there you go. How about a little Dick's
pick? Yeah. Good classic.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Johnny Cash.
And what's he singing?
Don't take your guns to town.
That's great advice.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Well, that is some more good advice.
Yes,
note
it
to
is.
Self, don't take your guns to town.
That's a fact.
There you go. Well, that's what we're talking about, note to self, but we need to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.